This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Good morning, 97.1.
Going yard.
Grand
slam.
Bam. In a two-strike count? Who's that guy? It just might be our year, guys. One thing at a time. Good morning. 97.1, Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass, and you heard Dustin Fiocco on the updates. John, last night.
I'll give you the update. Yeah. It was awesome. It was a great night. We went downtown, had dinner, walked over to Ford Field, and people got downtown early yesterday for this show. When we parked, and we parked, you know, closer to downtown, and not one of the parking garages by Comerica or anything, and there were people tailgating as early as like 5 o'clock, getting ready for, you know, AC/DC didn't come on until about 8:30, and it was a great vibe in the city last night. Went to dinner, walked over there, and the show that these guys put on is it's unbelievable. The amount of energy that these two dudes can generate at their age. Now,
70s?
Yeah, 70 to mid-70s. I am amazed that they can do what they do at that age with that level of energy, going, you know, two and a half hours straight through, rocking and rolling. It was awesome. The place was just, the energy in there, when they hit Thunderstruck, I went bonkers. It was unbelievable. Yeah, it sounded better last night. But it was awesome. It was great. It was loud. It was everything that you would want an AC/DC concert to be. I checked that one off my bucket list, and I was so excited last night.
You're still ringing a little bit?
No. Okay. We were there with some people. We went out to get a restroom break, kind of mid show, whatever.
Okay.
And you know the people that we met up with, they were, you know, oh, my ears are ringing. I mentioned it to my wife yesterday on the way back. And because somebody had mentioned, oh, I wish I had some earplugs. She said, if we ever go to a concert and we take earplugs, we're way too old and we need to stop going to concerts. Like, if you're a toddler, I get it. If you are a geriatric, I guess I can understand that.
Heather's shaking her head, and I'm with you, Heather.
Protect those ears, John. They're the only ones you got. I mean, I get
what
it. I probably wouldn't have them with. I've never worn earplugs to a concert in my life. However, if you were like right up there, I'm just saying, I have no shame if you want to do it. Like, I wouldn't make fun of you if you did. That's all I'm saying.
I would. And you have now entered the old category. You have now entered the old category. If that's your mindset.
I wear helmets, earplugs, sunscreen, I don't care. I'm taking care of myself. Yeah.
You are in the same category as Doug Karsh.
That's all right. I don't care.
No, it would have, I can't even imagine. But, as I mentioned.
John, this was a photo of me at the Green Day concert. What is around my neck?
Oh, you're such a, you know what though? It doesn't
What?
Surprise.
What'd you have?
He's got earbuds, just a little.
We were close to the stage. I wanted the option to wear them
on a tether around his neck.
That's a little lame, but you know.
Well, does anybody think I'm a big time rocker? I'm not worried about hurting my image in that department. I want to be able to hear. It's kind of a critical part of our job.
Then
I want to be able to hear.
Then don't go.
I loved going.
There's
happy.
There's so
I
many
went.
Words and ways I could describe
I know,
you right
and,
now.
And a lot of them aren't radio friendly.
No, they're not. Where's the dump button? Unbelievable.
I think this is the...
The fact that they're on a tether around your neck, too. It looks like you have a pair of glasses that are...
Oh, like the old man's spectacles?
Yes. Yeah, that actually connect.
Oh, no.
And they got the magnet in the middle, yes. So you put them on. Yeah, old principal glasses.
The sports equivalent of this is bringing a glove to a baseball game.
I disagree.
No, because this is a safety thing.
Yeah.
Bringing a glove to a baseball game.
That's a fun thing. I suppose.
That's a fun thing. Sure.
It could be safety.
Okay.
Could be.
Yes. No, this would be like playing a football game today in a leather helmet. You want to sign up for damage? That's your business.
I didn't see you as... Your wife is a saint. She puts up with your cat. She puts up
with... She
loves
our cat.
Okay, well, she loves you. So therefore, it translates to the cat.
Somehow I feel like that was meaner than anything you could have said that we would have had to dump. Your wife is a saint.
Yes.
248-539-9797. I saw that Dan Campbell was there. I don't know if you bumped into him.
No, he was in a private box. Yeah, I would imagine. Yes.
I'm sure he was. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I saw a lot of photos from people of all ages, John. That's the other question I had.
That's the other thing you won't see from me is live video or because I wanted to take it in.
Yeah.
I went there with the idea that I'm going to the Masters. I'm going to leave my phone in my back pocket. I had it just in case there was an emergency at home, which thank you, Mom and Dad, Grandma, Grandpa. Great job with Teddy last night.
Good.
But no, I was not going to be taking videos. I wanted to experience it. I wanted to hear it through my own ears.
Oh, here it is.
See it through my own eyes.
Were there people of all ages? You had like...
Oh, yeah. There were people from...
Sons and daughters.
I would guess there was like 8, 9 years old all the way up to 80 plus. I saw one dude in a wheelchair that looked like he was just, you know, like this was the last stand. And he didn't have earplugs.
Well, not literally. I mean,
yeah. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe he walked to his chair. But there were people of all ages. The people watching was phenomenal. The amount of people that showed up wearing the shorts and the tie, the sport coat, some grown adults doing that, I thought it was hilarious. I think it's great when people buy in to and just sell it like they're going in to enjoy everything that this concert, this performance has, and that's the way it was last night.
Thunderstruck, the best song they played.
Hell's Bells was pretty cool too because they drop down this gigantic AC/DC bell and it starts, you know, you got the gong and all that stuff. That was pretty awesome. Highway to Hell, that was a fan favorite. Which, I mean, okay, what's one of their giant hits?
But you said like the first 10 songs were all hits.
Oh, they were absolutely rocking it. It was high intensity, high energy for over 2 hours, and they never missed a beat. They never missed a thing. It was awesome.
I'm sure I'm getting made fun of on the ticket text. We don't need to read those.
Everybody put your earplugs in when Costa talks.
Anything to... Take me down a notch.
Fart in you go.
Can we talk Javi here?
Yeah, let's do that.
I'm sorry. I've already screwed it up. Javier.
Yeah.
Because this is a different person, clearly. And we want to know from people. Is he winning you back? Winning you over? Do you suddenly have a favorable view of Javi Baez? He's sacrificing for the team. He'll play all over the diamond. He's hitting 300 now on the season. The at-bats, they're not insulting. He's still striking out quite a bit, but he's working the count, drawing a little more. You know, he's hitting for a little more power. He's getting himself on base a little more. John, he winning you over?
Is he endearing himself to Tigers fans that just thought this is over? Can't believe the contract. Can't believe we've said it here. He is consuming air that he shouldn't be consuming wearing a Tigers uniform.
Shouldn't be on the team.
Yet he's a major contributor in the fact that they've won 19 games now, best record in the American League. Now the run differential, they're trailing only the mighty Yankees.
Who they beat 2 of 3 already.
Yeah. But he is... You mentioned the strikeout rate. The strikeout rate is always going to be there with him. The swing and miss, but there's only been since I haven't seen every single pitch, every single at bat, but the ones that I have seen, a majority of them, his chase rate is as good as it's been in a decade.
Yes,
and he is not swinging. I think there's one time in that Houston series where I could say, okay, yeah, he swung at one where they were set up, and the catchers, pitchers, they're all still baiting him. Mm-hmm. They're thinking, okay. Javi's going to return. This Javier guy, it's not going to last. And who knows how long it lasts. But he is the plate discipline, staying away from those pitches that are way outside, not swinging and missing. He is working the count. His strikeouts are still there. His walk rate is up. And yep. But the power is not what, and I don't think we ever see the power that he had prior to his life with the Detroit Tigers.
Yeah, I mean, with the Cubs, the guy was hitting 20-plus home runs, had a 34 home run right. season. I don't think we're getting 30 home run power. But I
don't even know if we're getting double digits.
Maybe. I know this is his first.
Yeah.
I knew he was going to strike out when he joined the Tigers. But I thought we were getting power. I thought we were getting premium defense. I didn't realize every at-bat was going to be as rough as it was the last few seasons. We are seeing defensive flexibility. We are seeing better at-bats. We are seeing a contribution at the plate, even with the strikeouts. And at the end of the day, man, I just want the team to be good. Like, I'm not going to harbor the bad feelings. He still has a couple more years on his deal. This may go back. But for now, I'm enjoying Javier. Yeah. I have a positive view of Javier Baez.